This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The profane act of coercing and even forcing women to have abortion is far too common. The Elliott Institute says that at least 40% of all abortions are coerced, half of those by violence. Compounding the profanity are men in the so-called bro-choice movement, making videos mockingly displaying how they would force women to have abortions, essentially preying upon the wave of popular feminist support for unlimited abortion. A San Jose man is leading a petition to get cable TV's TLC channel to cancel its popular 19 Kids and Counting TV show. What he finds irksome is the Duggar family regularly shares their Christian and pro-life values. While he's raised 100,000 signatures, a counter-movement to support the Duggars is underway. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me. A miracle baby girl is being called Chopstick Girl by local Chinese media in Chongqing, China. Going into a planned surgery to correct a problem with the girl's pregnant mother, doctors gave little chance for the girl, but they were ready. Chopstick Girl is the length of chopsticks, about 11 inches, and is now, miraculously, 8 days old. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.